So we're here at the Edinburgh Fringe at the Mash House with two, well, I hope very good performers who are very inept bombarders. They think they've bombarded Fringe Review with lots and lots of social media, but they're going to begin that now, aren't they, I think?
Yes.
But this is an interesting title for a show, Franks and Skinner. Does that refer to characters or your real names?
Refers to our real names. Okay. We're not Frank Skinner, though, just in case people get confused.
Is there a deliberate overlap there, or just a coincidence?
Just a coincidence, but a happy one.
It is our names, yeah. But, you know, Skinner and Franks, we thought that sounded wrong, so we thought, let's just go for it, call ourselves Franks and Skinner, let's write to him and see whether he's okay with this. He yeah. said yes, let us use his little photo there, gave us a shout-out on his radio show, so it's all good.
Okay, so can you introduce yourselves each with a little summary of a CV that wouldn't get you a job?
So I have played numerous characters, such as a piece of French bread called croissant. That was one of my starring roles. I've also been an O2 Angel, which I feel really developed my skills as an actor, wearing the wings and promoting the O2 brand. I also really enjoyed playing a character called Winnie, in which my photo of another actress was taken and put in the local paper.
And are you Franks or Skinner?
I'm the Franks.
Okay, so Skinner, same?
Mm-hmm. Same. So I actually also played a bit of French bread in a panto, integral parts in Beauty and the Beast. I was Baguette, and I also have worked for Domino's delivery as a delivery person, where I earned about £3 an hour. As well as that, I was in that lovely play Discotivity, the disco version of the Nativity, where I played the obvious part, Angel Gabriel, and the song Burn Baby Burn was sung during right. that show. Yeah.
Now, for your show, I mean, they're the usual keywords that you can find in the programme, the usual jam jars everyone gets put in. What new categories could you create to describe yourself?
We are apparently sort of a Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers of sketch comedy. So our USP, I guess, if you call it that, is dance. So we're very energetic, it's very physical, very dance-based. It's also a bit of song as well, so it's got a cabaret flavour to it, as well as being sketch.
Bit of quirkiness and 90s nostalgia. Not that 90s was that far gone, but that's where we're going.
We're
with
still nostalgic about
yes.
it.
Double denim, you know, rules, as we say. Yeah.
So take me back to the forming of this relationship.
Well,
we've already slightly mentioned it. It was Baguette and Croissant. So we played a double act in a pantomime. We played two bits of French bread, the Beast Servants, nonetheless. That's where our relationship began. And then Skinner went off to perform for 8 months.
Yep.
And then we redeveloped the relationship beginning of this year. We've been together 4 months, forming work. And so we're fairly
yeah, and we
fresh
thought,
and new.
Where do we go next after 4 months? You know, it's obvious, isn't it? Edinburgh goes
yeah,
straight there.
4 week run. Why not?
Crazy.
Insane people. But I still want to go back into that moment. When the moment when you actually... One moment you weren't and one moment you were a duo.
Yes.
So we actually met. We laid eyes on each other at the train station. Yeah. Paddington?
Oh, yeah, before that. Before
did we?
A little bit. I saw you before, but you didn't notice. No, just... But, yeah, stalked you a little
okay.
bit. But I saw you at the station platform before you saw me, so actually...
She wins.
I win.
She's the best. And then we did panto together, and it was probably, like, you know, a few weeks in where we sort of looked at each other across our dressing room, and we went, this could be something.
Deal.
This isn't sexual, but it's something equally new. As good.
They're talking like they're like Siamese twins, and it's quite hard to pick them both up on the microphone. But so then, did you kind of meet in pubs like this and with pen and paper and write? Did you go into a rehearsal room? How did you get your shit together?
You go.
Right, so we got our shit together by getting straight in there, getting into a rehearsal room. We improvise a lot of stuff. We do go away and write things, but when we come together, it tends to develop a lot because we sort of change things up. And then there were lots of pub sit-downs and sort of chats, but they were usually after quite hard, long days. And this was in and out in between temping as well, so it was...
You sound a bit posh.
She is.
I am a little bit, yeah. I'm from Cambridge, yeah. I'm trying to, like, dull it down, though. Is that working?
I don't know. Are you sort of trying to break out?
Break out of the Cambridge mould. Yeah, I mean, I lived in Cambridge. I went to university in Exeter. I'm now in London. Like, let's be real. Let's live it up in Edinburgh.
I try to be posh like her, and it doesn't really work the way I'd intend.
Trying to find a middle ground.
Middle ground, yeah. and then we'll know we work.
So in that rehearsal room, how did you decide that's going to work and that we better leave that out?
sort of a guessing game. Most of the time we realised straight away that it wouldn't work just because we weren't making each other laugh. Because I think, you know, at the bottom line, if you don't make each other laugh, then go home. That's a bit strong, but we genuinely just found each other really funny and we thought, let's give that a punt. And we tried it out in some gigs and what worked worked, and we've kept that.
Right. So there wasn't a director in the room?
No,
we've had someone come in for, we do a little bit of physical theatre clowny stuff, and basically we compared a show beginning of this year, and there was a director for that, and he has come in a couple of times, but in terms of the rest of the show, it's just us writing and figuring out what works and what doesn't.
Yeah. And is this, we have to do this because there's no fucking way I'm going back to O2?
No.
We
did quit there a long time ago. No, this is really wanting to do comedy. And this feels like the best way to do that.
We wanted to find a way of sort of involving dance in a comedic way. So we're just trying to experiment with loads of different styles at the moment and keeping it fresh.
Right. And so as you've come towards the Edinburgh Fringe, did you show the stuff to your home crowd, or, you know, is that how it worked? So there's lots of nods going on. So did you listen to feedback or ignore it?
We mainly listened to it, didn't we? Yeah. It's hard though, because there was so much differing feedback. So in our preview that we did in London, we ran over by about 15 minutes too long for the gig here. So we were saying to people, what should we cut out? And it was completely different for different age range. So it was sort of then down to us to what we really thought we should do.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're so new to it all, we have to listen to it and then decide.
Yeah. We found that the stuff that we not necessarily thought worked, we've tried to develop it a bit further to make sure the idea, the seed of it, like, improves, and that's really worked for us, isn't it? So.
And then you come to Edinburgh and you play again and again and again and again. So what does that give you?
It's been really nice to have a run at it, and it's been really nice to figure out how we keep it playful. And so I think it was sort of like, once it's that usual thing of sort of first night you're terrified, second night something drops, third night we started to play. And since then we're trying to adapt bits all the time to keep it as fresh as possible. And that sort of feels to us like the key of comedy, without suddenly shaking up to the point it's unrehearsed.
We've also found that actually by buying more sweets and crackers and more merchandise, that's obviously deeply improving our show.
How's it disrupting you as people?
A lot, really.
Major disruptions, in every way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're mainly talking at our boyfriends rather than to them, so relationships are disrupted.
Our skin's bad.
Our skin is awful.
Really bad at the moment.
A few toilet troubles.
Yeah.
You have actually thrown our flyers down the toilet and then pooed on them.
Yeah, I didn't mean to, obviously, but,
she was desperate, so she actually did shit on our faces.
Yeah.
That
standard.
Was day two. So that was tough.
That was tough.
We got through it.
And I got picked upside down by someone I was flyering, just to see if we looked like the pictures on our flyer, and it turns out we did, so that was good.
Yeah.
Bonus.
And what are you doing a minute to half a minute before you're on stage?
Looking for a toilet. We always need a wee,
don't
we? Yeah,
always need a pre-show wee.
Yeah.
Or I'm searching for some prop that I've lost that Noreen can find.
So that was an unexpected, not physical warm-up, trust games. We're going for a wee.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, and what are you doing after a show? Are you deeply analysing it or just letting go?
Mix, yeah. We do a bit of letting go, because it's such a late show, there's a massive sort of build up to it, and then you finish it and you're like, oh, this is our evening, this is our time, we can relax.
Yeah.
And then it'll normally be the next day that we analyse stuff. We might have a little cheeky chat over a beer, but normally it's the next day when we wake up, we go, what can we do differently today?
Final question then. So as you've developed this show, you're running it, are you already cooking up the next show, or are you going to be touring this one for a while?
Now
they were Siamese twins before, now there's a kind of distance between them, and I've forged that distance and I didn't mean to.
Shall I go? Yeah. We'd like to sort of do a bit of everything. So the idea is we want to pursue this show and perfect that and make it what it can be. But we also, the dance element and the physical theatre is something we want to go down as well. So we're going to try and sort of pursue that. after this.
Yeah, definitely got seedlings of the next show. I think it's hard not to have that in Edinburgh. You get so inspired by other stuff, and also being our first show, we're already going, what bits are working, what bits aren't, what do we want to continue to do? And that's really exciting.
Okay. So this time next year, we're going to have a comedy show here, and we're going to have a physical theatre piece at Summer Hall. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Why not? Aim high.
Jesus, they looked so hungry when I said that.
Yes. Can do
we
this.
Are always hungry.
Genuinely really hungry all the time, yeah.
So Franks and Skinner about to go on stage here at the Mash House. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you so much.